The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio is Dr. Anthony Poschen. He is the provost out at DMACC West, and also he is an author, he is a publisher of books, and he is also the originator of something called CI Week, and this is year 9. Tony, welcome
year 9.
Back.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Michael.
Well, you've been a regular here for at least the last 5 years that we've been doing this, so that's kind of cool.
I love coming here every time.
And, you know, this thing has just increased in value, and I think that's the important thing to say about this. The value that it gives to so many people out here.
You know, it's grown a lot over the years. In year one, we had one keynote. That was it, one keynote, and we had, I want to say, about 90 concurrent sessions taught by DMACC faculty for students. Now we have, depending upon the year, anywhere from 12 to 14 different speakers come in from around the world. And, it's gotten to be a much bigger deal, and I have some great sponsors that pay for it all.
Oh, yeah,
and,
you do, really.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And that's the other thing. When I talk about value to a CI Week, it's valuable for one part because it's free. I mean, People can go to this thing and they can be surrounded by all this creativity.
I've always said that like TED conferences and South by Southwest and all these big deals around the country, which are wonderful events, but they cost thousands of dollars to attend. And I've always been a believer that if you can afford to pay thousands of dollars to attend something, you're probably already inspired. I want to inspire those who have not got that kind of money.
And this is about getting inspiration, isn't it?
Yep, it's all about inspiration.
Yeah, and define that. How do you hope to have people be inspired?
I want people to do whatever they have to do to become the best versions of themselves.
Without telling them what that is?
Whatever, tell me. I mean, I bring in a diverse list of speakers that come from all different kinds of backgrounds in life. I mean, we focus on STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts and math. But it doesn't matter because I believe the best way to inspire people is through storytelling. So if a person can come in and tell a story that inspires somebody to do something different they hadn't thought about, and I got all kinds of anecdotal evidence to show that, I've had a young lady who came when Clayton Anderson, who spent a half a year in the space station, including the show a couple times, came and talked, and with him was Cassie Lee, who is an aerospace engineer, but she's a graduate of West Des Moines Valley High School,
right.
And she came and talked with him, and she's like, I never knew I could be an aerospace engineer. Next thing you know, she's at Iowa State managing aerospace engineering, all because of that event. She had no idea what she wanted to do prior to that. So.
And if people will just allow their imaginations to run wild, mm-hmm. and be into that creative space, even for a short period of time, they can see themselves there.
See, I'm all about that. So my entire passion in life now is to inspire people to do something different to make themselves better.
So what do we got lined up for this year?
We have a very diverse crowd coming in. I say that because the topics vary big time.
But I think that's good.
It is good. So this year, I always have somebody related to space every year, it seems like. So last year was Apollo. This year I've got a little bit different take. I got two gentlemen coming in. Rob Manning from JPL, Jet Propulsion Labs of NASA in California. He has been the chief engineer on all of the Mars rovers. He knows more about Mars than anybody I know. In fact, he'll tell you on the movie The Martian, which was a big hit last year, that whole windstorm that happened at the beginning of the movie, I hate to spoil this for people, but
it could not happen on
Mars because not enough atmosphere. So that was kind of Hollywooded out, so to speak. But he'll come and talk about Mars. With him will be Rod Pyle. Rod's written 14 books for NASA. He's a historian and a futurist, and he'll talk about what it takes to get to Mars as well with Rob from a human perspective. But on the historical perspective...
Yeah, before you leave Mars for just a second, there was a news story yesterday. We didn't cover it here, but there was a news story yesterday about concerns. You know, that Elon Musk wants to go to Mars.
Right.
Okay, and all this stuff. And so the big concern was, oh my gosh, if Elon Musk goes to Mars, he's going to... inoculate that planet with all the dirt and grime and stuff from planet Earth.
That's possible, but yeah. they go through all kinds of, you know.
I'm sure, but that, I thought it was an interesting segue. So go ahead. What else you got?
My biggest concern with Elon going to Mars is making sure he does it safely, and that's a whole different discussion about the process of getting there and all the innovation that comes as a result of it.
But wasn't that cool when the reentry rockets landed?
It was. That was the coolest part of that. And that's the piece right there, the innovative piece right there that Elon brings to the table, as does Jeff Bezos with Blue Origin, that will help NASA going forward. Because although Apollo was fantastic, that was 50 years ago that happened, and we still have not gotten back to that level yet. But some of those innovations will help going forward, because Apollo was exceptionally expensive, and that entire Saturn V rocket burned up or crashed into the moon, every bit of it except the command module.
Right.
So that's a bit pricey. So to reuse things, that's sustainable. So that's the future kind of a thing. But on the historical perspective, we had Nathalia Holt coming in. You probably saw the movie Hidden Figures.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Well, the two books came out about the same time. Hidden Figures, about the computers, the female computers, during the original days of the manned U.S. space program. And there were also the same kind of women group out in JPL during the unmanned space program. So like Voyagers and 1 and 2 and Magellan and Mariner and Viking and all those spacecraft that we sent to other planets, you know, to mm-hmm. stay those planets. There are women who did all the math and all the trajectories on that process as well. She wrote a book about them. They were totally forgotten at JPL, totally forgotten and almost blocked out of history. So she resurrected all that. She has a book called Rise of the Rocket Girls. Her name is Dr. Nathalia Holt. She's going to come and speak as well. So we have space from a historical and a futuristic perspective. But I have a space from a total sci-fi perspective too, because I have Jonathan Frakes coming, who played Commander Riker. He's also a big-time director now. People don't know this about him, but he directs stuff that you probably watch on television all the time. I had no idea that he was a director.
Because you're not watching the credits.
Right, you're not watching the credits, right? So, but he's also still directing Star Trek, Star Trek Discovery. He's also directing The Orville, that Seth MacFarlane show is on Fox right now. So he's involved in a lot of different things. So he'll be there to talk. So that kind of rounds out the space piece. On the science piece, I've got Jill Heinerth. Jill is probably the top underwater diver right now in the world. She's won awards that only Jacques Cousteau and Bob Ballard have won.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's dived below icebergs in the Arctic. She's gone to the deepest water holes in the Amazon. I mean, she's gone to some of the most remote places on Earth. In fact, she will tell you that she's been to places that more men have been to the moon than where she's been, okay, on the Earth. So she will come and talk about what she's seeing underwater. David Gallo, the oceanographer, who's been here before, he's a big favorite amongst fans who come and listen to him. We'll talk about all the things he's been involved with. He's been to the Titanic on numerous occasions, the Bismarck. He studies the deep ocean. He's an oceanographer, so he studies the deep ocean. He'll be here as well. We have Dr. Jill Pruitt. She's a National Geographic chimpanzee expert. She travels the world.
Sure, seen certain stuff.
Yeah, studying chimpanzees and their entire ecosystem, so to speak. So she'll be coming as well. Kenny Aronoff. Kenny Aronoff is, according to Rolling Stone magazine, is one of the top drummers of all time. In fact, there was a Forbes article that came out yesterday featuring Kenny, all about Kenny, in Forbes. There's a documentary that just came out on Netflix called Hired Guns, because Kenny is one of the most sought-after drummers in music to this day. He plays with everybody. And I'm going to tell you how talented this guy is. I saw him play in Vegas last fall. He played for John Fogerty. And he played all the CCR stuff that John Fogerty did back at CCR. And he basically played for that concert, and then I talked to him for a little bit afterwards, and he hopped a plane right afterwards, flew on to Cabo, and played with Sammy Hagar that evening, or that very next morning, whatever it was, without any rehearsal. He just jumped in and played.
Wow.
So he's a super talented guy. He knows his music. Plus, he's classically trained. I mean, he's played drums for some of the top orchestra conductors in the world. I mean, he knows his music and he knows it well. So he's coming. Robbie Wolf coming from American Pickers. If you watch that show, he's the brother of Mike Wolf. I went to high school with Mike Wolf, so I know Mike pretty well. But Mike lives in Nashville now. Robbie's still in the Quad Cities, and Robbie makes his living picking still. And he's on the show, but he's also traveling the country picking stuff all the time. And so he'll come and talk about what that means.
It's a fascinating show.
It is a fascinating show. I love that show. I watch it all the time. Josh Gates, if you watch Travel Channel at all, He has two shows on Travel Channel. He has Expedition Unknown, which is basically a very archaeological driven show.
I've seen it. Yeah.
He's also got Destination Truth, where he kind of looks at paranormal type stuff and legends and that kind of thing. He's an archaeologist by trade, but this guy on one episode will be lowered into this little shaft below Jerusalem, looking for the Ark of the Covenant. To the next episode, on horseback in the way up the North Siberia, looking for frozen mammoth tusks because some company in South Korea wants to clone one. Why, I don't know. I'm sure we'll kill them off again.
You're right.
Because we have no idea what their ecosystem's like. So just like that. There's more.
Fascinating stuff. The big question then has to be Tony Poston, ladies and gentlemen, talking about CI Week. How do you gather these people?
Well, it's a process.
Gathering the people and getting them saying, hey, by the way, come to Des Moines.
Yeah, it's a process. I will tell you, over the years, it's gotten a little bit easier. Like Frakes, for example, agreed to come because, he's good friends with LeVar Burton, who was here, a few years ago, and Howard Berger, who was here a few years ago. Howard Berger is an Academy Award-winning makeup guy.
I remember that.
And, Howard works basically create all the aliens for the Orville. So when Frakes was on set directing it, he talked to Howard, and then he talked to LeVar, and they both said how great of a state of Iowa, how well they were treated when they were here, because we go out of our way to make our guests feel, like at home, because they're in Iowa. And we're all Iowa people, and we have a real kind of a home feel here. So, they talk amongst themselves, and they agree to come. So I have to do a lot, knock on a lot of doors. I'm already working on year 10, which is a little over a year from now, our 10th anniversary. So it's a process, but it's getting easier every year because it's word spreading.
Well, because people know about it.
Right.
And, the Business Record did a piece on you, four pages.
DSM did too, yeah. So,
how about that?
But real quick, I just want to do a shout out because this is all made possible because of our sponsors. It's this event is presented by Microsoft. So Microsoft has seen the value of trying to inspire people as well. And, of course, they want to sell more product. But, hey, they're still our presenting sponsor, and they're wonderful. Anglo International, the Greater Des Moines Partnership, West Bank, Shive Hattery, Jordan Creek Town Center, the City of West Des Moines, all great sponsors. And they
interesting about Shive Hattery. They are very forward-thinking.
Very forward-thinking,
very
yes.
forward-thinking. I've been to their offices a couple of times, and very involved in the community.
They are, very much so. They're big players, and they're very, very good partners for the partnership as well as the chamber, I'm on the chamber board, and they are great partners to have with us.
Yeah, I was just at Shive Hattery maybe a week or two ago, speaking to a group of instructors for West Des Moines schools. That's where they had their meeting, talking about what does business want in the form of education for future-ready jobs programs. So,
right.
Yeah.
They're very forward-thinking.
So this, again, CI Week 9.
Yes, CI Week 9. There's a great video trailer for it. If you haven't seen it at the movie theater,
it's
been playing at the movie theater since December 1st. But you can go online and see it, and you can go to CI for Celebrate Innovation, CIWeekExperience.com.
And
it's right there.
Yeah, we'll have links to all of that up on the
right. The schedule's out there for the event, and everything's out there.
We might be even able to pull in that video for the podcast page.
Yeah, it's out there, yeah.
We have to do that.
Yep, it's on YouTube.
Before you go, dates again for this.
The big days, all the speakers I've mentioned and then some are presenting in 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. The first session is at 8:30 in the morning. We go 8:30, 10, 11:30, 1, 2:30 both days. And then Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. is our one evening presenter, and that's Kenny Aronoff, the drummer.
Wow. That'll be fantastic. And he's going to play?
He's going to play. Yeah, he has a drum sponsor. That guy's coming from Chicago. He's going to set him up Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, just on the side note, okay, because we got a couple of minutes here. I just have to congratulate you, Tony. I think this is such a cool thing. And I know when you and I first met 5 years ago when we started the broadcast, I'm going, wow, this is really cool. But it is so impressive to see how much it's grown over the years. And I know that what does DMAC get out of this?
Well, DMAC, we are as a college, we are all about meeting the needs of our community. I mean, we are here to assist our community for both on the jobs training side, as well as preparing students to go on to a 4-year program somewhere, or helping employers meet their work, their workforce demands in a lot of different contexts, both in training as well as just helping them figure out what that means. But I will tell you, we do care about the community and we give back, and this is our way of giving back to the community. Because honestly, and this is all sponsored, paid for. So we're not using taxpayer dollars for this. We just spend the time planning it and doing all the work.
Yeah,
and then sponsors pay for it.
It's a tremendous opportunity for people to come out and take a look at a very cool campus at the same time.
It is. I'm very proud of that campus.
Yeah, you should be.
We built that a long time ago, and it's hard to imagine we're in our 18th year, but we are.
But still, it's held up well.
It has. Great staff. Keeps it going well.
Good deal. Yeah. Dr. Tony Poston, ladies and gentlemen, he is the creator of CI Week, provost at DMAC West. It is all coming up yet this week, ladies and gentlemen, so you got to get yourself in gear. Just put it down and go, for crying out loud.
And you can come and go as you please.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no tickets.
Nope.
Just go.
Just go.
All right, we're going to have to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. I can tell you that it was not a good week, and it was not a good day, and the volatility word crept in for the entire month. Look at the numbers next.
How can people be so heartless?